floor.
Honorable Chair, distinguished delegates, today I want to shed the light on the rights of children in Kurdistan. This is not just a call to action, it is a demand for justice, a plea to align regional practices with the principles of the United Nations Conventions on the Rights of the Child. In the heart of Kurdistan, our children, the ones who bear our future, are denied the fundamental right to education in their mother tongue, Kurdish. This isn't just about language, it's a theft of identity, a systematic erosion of their ability to engage in the very essence of their educational journey and their holistic development. But the travesty doesn't end there. These young souls stepping into the world of education, unable to articulate in the demanded language, are subjected to a cycle of leaving scars through physical, emotional, psychological punishment that may last a lifetime as an unhealed trauma. It is an assault of their self-esteem, leading them to perceive themselves as inferior. Our battle extends beyond classrooms. It is in the recognition and preservation of the Kurdish identity. Our mother tongue stands as a powerful symbol of the Kurdish struggle. It's a theft of identity, eroding the ability to engage in the essence of education, the beginning of ethnic cleansing. Let us not forget the smallest and most vulnerable in our communities, those who create our future. It is time for their voices to echo within the halls of the United Nations, representing the aspirations and dreams of around 40 to 50 million Kurds, not as a minoritized group, but as a Kurdistani nation. I dedicate this speech to all the Kurdish teachers who are in prison, especially the NGO Nojin, who were recently sentenced to 10 years